Unit 26, page 408. Read.
Here's to your health.
Good morning. This is Connie Sung bringing you Here's to Your Health, a program about today's health issues. This morning, we've invited Dr. William Ray, director of the Sleep Disorders Clinic, to talk to us about insomnia. As you probably know, insomnia is a problem with getting to sleep or staying asleep. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Thanks, Connie. It's great to be here.
Your book, Night Shift, will be coming out soon. In it, you tell people to pay more attention to sleep disorders. But why is losing a little sleep such a big problem?
Good question. I always tell people to think of the worst industrial disaster they've ever heard about. Usually, it was caused, at least in part, by fatigue due to sleep deprivation. Then I ask them to think about what can happen if they drive when they're tired. Every year, more than 100,000 automobile accidents in this country are caused by sleepy drivers.
100,000? That's astonishing.
And costly, too. Recently, a large study of workers' fatigue reported that the problem costs U.S. employers around $136.4 billion a year in lost work time.
So, how can people deal with this problem? If I came to your clinic, for example, what would you advise me to do?
First, I would find out about some of your habits. If you drank coffee or cola late in the day, I would tell you to stop. The caffeine in these drinks interferes with sleep.
What about old-fashioned remedies like warm milk?
Actually, a lot of home remedies make sense. We tell patients to have a snack before they go to bed. High carbohydrate foods like bananas are good. Warm milk helps too. But I'd advise you not to eat a heavy meal before bed.
My doctor told me to get more exercise, but when I run at night, I have a hard time getting to sleep.
It's true that if you exercise regularly, you'll sleep better. But we always tell patients not to exercise too close to bedtime.
Suppose I try these remedies and they don't help.
If the problem persists, we often ask patients to come and spend a night at our sleep clinic. Our equipment monitors the patient through the night. In fact, if you're really interested, we can invite you to come to the clinic for a night.
Maybe I should do that.